Hello there, everyone. This is Richard Martin with details of your wake-up call. And today is Monday, November the 20th, 2017. I'm talking to you from Malaysia, which must be experiencing the longest period of unbroken rain and clouds in its history. This brings down the temperatures to a point where you don't even need air conditioning to go to bed. It's an amazing place. Coming from the UK, where the weather is always cold and raw, where rain just emphasizes the unpleasantness of it all, I never thought I'd welcome rain and enjoy the heat and balmy nature of the weather. Well, here I am. No matter what kind of political system you have, as Italian sociologist and economist Vilfredo Pareto noted in the early 1900s, the insiders always figure out how to game it. In Washington, deep state insiders now control the White House, both houses of Congress, the Pentagon, and the bureaucracy. President Trump brought in a new team a year ago. Some thought he would run the old establishment out of Washington. Like Jesus chasing the moneylenders out of the temple, they expected him to turn the tables on the insiders and make America great again. It didn't happen. Instead, Mr. Trump joined the deep state so fast, it looked like the fix was in from the get-go. So now the insiders have the perfect combination. A White House that claims to be their enemy while enabling and abetting everything they want to do. For example, Trump, Pelosi, and Schumer crashed through the debt ceiling. The president installed a new Fed chief who is a swamp rat, just like the old Fed chief. No cuts to the Pentagon budget, no reduction in America's goofy so-called wars in the Middle East. No change to the cozy relationships with Israel and Saudi Arabia. No cuts to the welfare state budget. Obamacare is eternal. Bankruptcy is guaranteed. In short, it's business as usual, but with a big personality, leaderismo, who has bluffed and bullied the conservative opposition. All right, ladies and gentlemen, today we have a varied program for you. On the big show, we will be talking about Venezuela, which just went into default. We will talk about autonomous long-haul trucking vehicles, which have just started and can already be seen on the freeways. A word or two about the run-up to Brexit. It's unnecessarily tense and nervous as these Europeans try to punish Britain for the crime of wanting to leave the European Union. Pathetic, really, isn't it? Then we'll talk about the current repeat of the ninja loan crisis. You remember that back in the early 2000s, where they were giving loans to anybody with a pulse, and even some with no pulse. Dead people also got them, and animals. Anyway, talk about that. We will talk about the personal consequences for the 2008 crisis, which have yet to be seen and doubtless will not appear for the current crisis either. And then we will talk about how a porn star wishes to become president of the United States. Then a distinguished member of the Global Policy Institute of London Metropolitan University has studied the Russian dossier and reports that the issue of the Russian meddling in the election was entirely the work of the Hillary Democrats. So I'm going to talk about that for a while. I'll talk about the horrendously low savings rate in America. The fact that benefit pension plans are nothing but Ponzi schemes. I think you need to know about that. And the anti-Russia mania increasing chances of direct conflict between the two nuclear superpowers. That requires some thought. And finally, I will talk about why Trump doesn't trust the intelligence community. Probably rather obvious, but there are a couple of things that maybe not quite so obvious should be brought to your attention. So, ladies and gentlemen, it simply requires a donation of up to $70 a quarter, automatically renewed, which you can find through the donate button on the Richard Martin's wakeupcall.podbean.com site. Two shows of an hour each will be made available to you, and I hope very much that after all these months of giving you these little teasers, some of you might feel inclined to bite the bullet. So with that, I leave you. It is Monday, so I am going to wish you, as always, a wonderful week ahead, and I'll be back, as always, on Friday. So until then, this is Richard Martin saying bye-bye.